The vast Kaiapati Valley is world-renowned for its birds and wildlife and is the biggest enclosed gorge in the Southern Hemisphere. Also in that valley is Centennial Coal's underground mine, which is seeking to extend its life for another 2 decades. Until then, the company has applied to keep mining with their current consent in the short term. But community groups say that the application to keep mining in the interim is 20 years old and allows the company to blast so deep it could ruin the landscape.
Well, effectively we have cliff collapse, and the other aspect is it'll affect the aquifers and the hydrogeology of the area, the rivers and the creeks, which farmers rely on water from the bores.
That's Donna Upton from community group Kaiapati Valley Alliance. Donna and her husband Bruce Upton also own a bed and breakfast in the Kaiapati Valley, which caters for international bird watchers. The Kaiapati Valley Alliance entered one of 240 submissions to the modification. Of those, only 3 were in support of the mine extension.
The fact that the modification 3 is going to go back into the existing DA conditions wherein they can have 1.8 subsidence, that will affect access to the Mugi Murrumbane State Conservation Area and won't be registered under the World Heritage Area.
And what impact will that have on the town if it's not listed under the World Heritage Area?
Well, of course, the economic impact will be huge. We've also got an international bird trail, and Airlie Mountain and Janala Mountain is 10% of Australia's biodiversity, some of which you can't find anywhere else in Australia. And all of that will be affected as well if they go back to that 1.8 subsidence.
The company has agreed to return the mine back to the state conservation area after it closes, which could be added to the Woolamai World Heritage Area. Pell's consultancy's Philip Pell is a civil engineer and wrote a submission to the application for the Environmental Defender's Office. He says it's very unusual for an EA to be silent on the impacts on groundwater, even if it is for an extension for only 12 months.
This is an environmental assessment for a significant amount of mining and is totally silent on what is a very important issue.
The company says that this is a stopgap measure to extend the life of the mine until they can finish the environmental impact statement, as they are seeking a 21-year licence to continue mining at Airlie Mine. That is why it's still under the 1991 development consent conditions.
Yeah.
Isn't that fair enough just to get them over the line until they can get the EIS in?
Look, I think in principle the idea of applying for an extension of time in order to complete the EIS is a reasonably pragmatic thing. I have no objection to that. But if somebody comes to me and says, here is an environmental assessment of work that has been undertaken, and this is the only document that we have upon which we can evaluate this proposed continuation of the mine or extension of the mine, then that is the only basis upon we, somebody like I or any member of the public, can evaluate the project. And if it is silent on certain matters and doesn't properly explain other matters, then the document is almost worthless.
Centennial Coal, who operates Airlie Mine, declined an interview, but in a statement says,
Centennial Coal concedes it could have been clearer with regard to what the Airlie modification was seeking to achieve. It seems there are some groups and individuals who have misunderstood Centennial Coal's recent application to the Department of Planning and the Environment to modify Airlie Mine's consent, which expires in October 2014. Claims that Centennial is seeking to have 1.8 metre subsidence impacts are incorrect. In the modification, Centennial has placed a condition on itself, outlined in the Pillar Stability and Subsidence Assessment Appendix 3, committing to 125 millimetres of subsidence in the current mining area over the next 12 months.
Airlie Mine started operating in 2009 and went into care and maintenance in 2012 and has since reopened at the start of the year. Centennial Coal, which is owned by Chinese company Banpu, employs 58 people at Airlie Mine. All but one of those are drive-in, drive-out workers who were formerly employed at the company's Sharban mine in Candos. So some Kaiapati business owners say that income from mining workers is minimal and the future of the region should be in tourism, not mining. Graham Anavadzi has reopened the Kaiapati Royal Hotel, which was first built in 1840.
Currently at the moment, we probably sell about four ex-schooners on a Friday afternoon, and that's the total economic benefit that we receive from Airlie Mine. We've had no contact at all from Airlie Coal Mine or Centennial.
Is there any conditions under which you would be happy with mining to continue in the area alongside having an active tourism industry here?
If there's a resource that they can mine and it doesn't destroy Murrumbean State Conservation or doesn't stop people from visiting Mount Airlie and Mount Janolan, that's fine, and especially if it's going to actually employ a few people from the local area. We need jobs, we need people, and that's all going to develop the town. So, yeah, if they want to do it in a conscientious and sensitive way, then why not? I've got no opposition to that. What I do have an opposition to is destroying what is probably a bigger industry for us, and that's tourism. Tourism will be around in 20, 40, 60 or 100 years from now, whereas the mine won't be.
Centennial Coal says that it will formally respond to all submissions and issues raised as part of the planning procedure.